Blog Talk Radio.
But wait. Don't get too excited because rehab is about relaxing, even though being excited is relaxing too. Welcome to rehab, everyone. We did it again. Another week, another day, another second, another moment of rehab. If this is your first time listening to rehab, I'll let you know. And I'll probably say this over and over and over again until I guess I get tired of saying it, until someone tells me to stop saying it. Rehab is about you. It's about you getting your time to relax. The world we live in is a wild one, to say the least. From our president down, completely wild. So you come to rehab to kick off your shoes, be who you are, feel how you want to feel without any drama or commotion or problems or negativity. You come to rehab to just breathe. So let's all do it together. Yes. So how you doing? I'm doing okay. I was watching the Cavs not too long ago, and they're in overtime. They're trying to lose. But I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that right now. And they just gave up a power play, so I'm sure they lost by now. But no, this is rehab. I'm not going to waste you all time talking about the Capitals. I'm doing fine. Like I said, I'm worried about, you know, sports stuff. Don't pay no attention. My weekend was good. I went to a men's conference at my church, so that was cool. You know, just learning stuff from, because I like to learn from other people and see how other people experience life, people that are older than me. I mean, you can learn from people that are younger than you, but I like to learn from people that have been there, done that before. Not saying everyone that's older makes the best decisions, but most of the time they have something that they can tell you that can help you improve your life and help you maybe not make the mistake they did, or help you better your life down the road. And one of the conference titles was "It's Not All About You," and you know that hit home with me because, you know, as a person that likes attention, because obviously I like attention. I mean, I'm doing a podcast, and I like doing it, and I enjoy doing it, and I did radio years ago at school. So, you know, obviously I like attention, but I'm weird in a way, though. So I like attention, but I don't want you to pay attention to me. And it's really hard to explain. So we all like attention, you know, from growing up as a kid, like a little baby. Like, you want people to pay attention. Look at me, mommy. Look at me, daddy, if daddy's around or mommy's around. I can't assume your life. But just look at me. Look what I can do. I can dance, do a little spin or a circle, or throw the football, because we start out craving that attention. And I've said I'm weird with my attention, to go back to that. I do this podcast because I like to talk, and it's fun for me. But I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm not doing it for any notoriety. I would hate to be famous, to be completely honest with you all. I don't want to be famous. Fame sounds like a complete, utter headache to me. I don't want to do that. I just like to talk and talk about life and my perspective in life. But I also do this because obviously it's an attention getter. So when you think about attention, people do all sorts of things to get attention. And sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Some people cry to get attention. Some people rob to get attention. Some people can't get enough attention. I'm, you know, from my experience, I'm a little bit in between. I like it, but if I get too much of it, I'm gonna disappear. It's just not for, like, I don't like crowds of people surrounding me in a way. Like, I wouldn't like that. Like, if I had to do this live in front of a group of people, I wouldn't like that. It's weird. I like the subtleness of being, you know, sitting here enjoying myself, just talking about whatever without having a crowd. A crowd would make me nervous. So it's just weird about how attention works. So right now, think about attention and think about what you would do for attention. You say to me, well, you do a podcast for attention. I guess you're right. I do a podcast for attention. So I'm going to let you think about what you do for attention. And why do you want attention? And I'll be right back. Attention, right? And we can all agree, if we all stood around and said, we can all agree that we do like attention. We all can also agree that it's different levels and different severities, so to speak, to our attention getting, right? And I just said, if I had to do a podcast in front of a crowd, I wouldn't like it. But you're just like, it's like, wait a minute, man, you do a podcast. I understand. It's hard to explain, but that's just the way it is. But this also makes me think about, why do we want it so bad? Why do we need it? Because I think about the world we live in today and with the social media, because you're going to always hear me talk about social media. Yes, it's ironic that I use social media to hopefully, excuse me, have other people listen to the podcast and so they can enjoy themselves, so they can have some rehab and have some peace. That's what it's really about at the end of the day. But the social media world is a attention. I mean, it is unbelievable attention. It's like, if you say you're on Instagram and you have a lot of followers, and say you're one of those quote unquote Instagram models, how much attention do you really need? 20 likes? Is there levels to it? Do you not feel like you have enough attention if you get only 10 likes to your picture? Do you feel like you're not getting enough attention if you only have 100 likes? I mean, where does the level come up to? But speaking of likes, think about Facebook. You say something on Facebook like, today's a good day. You only get one like. Do you feel like you don't get enough attention? Or you say, oh, Donald Trump's a terrible president. You get zero likes. Then what? Is your life coming to an end? Do you close your computer out or turn your phone off and go, I just don't get it. Nobody's paying attention to me. Nobody cares about me. And I always think, I'm just on the edge. I'm old enough to remember when the internet was a dial-up and it made that weird noise. It wasn't this crazy. Like, attention, I didn't need but so much attention. But I was younger also, so, you know, I was outside playing with my friends. And, I mean, side note, I just seen a kid outside the other day on his phone sitting on the ground. If you're outside, man, go have a good time. So my point is, how much attention is enough for people nowadays. Like, if you don't get enough likes, if people don't pay attention to you, then what? Do you? I had an episode before about being alone. That bothers a lot of people, being alone. It's a terrible thing to be alone. And you will feel alone if you don't get enough people to pay attention to what you're doing. And so there's nothing wrong with wanting attention. But like I was saying about myself personally, I just, after a while, like, you know, it gets to be too much. I get a little bit. So prime example, if I don't get a text in a while, if I don't hear from any friends, then I start to feel like, man, ain't nobody paying attention to me. Nobody cares. But then that's just all in my head. I got friends, I got a significant other, I got family, and all these people care about me. And I got real friends, not just fake friends that you think that are your real friends. I got long-time, 10-plus-year relationship friends, and still I have times that I just sit around and go, man, I ain't look at my phone, pick my phone up, look at it, go, I haven't heard from anybody. And I've been trying to figure out what that is about. Is it because we're in this age now that we're instantly talking to people, instantly? I was talking about when I was younger, and the internet made all that noise before you got on it. You didn't really think about that. A cell phone? No, you didn't think about that. And if you wanted attention, you would just go outside and meet somebody. You would go out to the nearest wherever. But then, like I said, I was younger, so it's different. But, you know, people, I would assume people went out more for their attention. And it wasn't based on technology, is what I'm trying to get to. Has technology have us thinking that we're not being paid enough attention to when we are having an overload of it? So what I'm trying to say is we have plenty enough attention. If I'm on Facebook and Twitter, but there's Tumblr, there's Snapchat, there's a billion and one things you could get on, by the way. And people still don't feel like they have enough attention. And it's so hard for me to explain what that is about. Because like I said, I like to get it a little bit here and there in bunches and then be left alone. Because then I have to think, and I have to go about my life. But I couldn't imagine the anxiety people have and the depression that follows a lot of people that don't get any attention. And or on the opposite end, you get plenty of attention, but as soon as someone leaves you alone, as soon as someone's not texting your phone, because I can text, and then be done with it and then want to be left alone. But some people like to be in groups, and some people have to constantly have attention, or they're just going to be depressed. And you know, you ask me, what does this have to do with rehab? What does this have to do with peace? Find out your level of attention. How much attention do you really need? And find out, or find a person or people that will be willing to do that for you. Because the person or people that care about you would know your level of attention getting and would get to your level in order to make you a happy person. And if they can make you a happy person, and if you can get the attention you need, there's more peace in your life. And that's what it's really, really boils down to. Because if you can't get enough attention, then you can never get any peace. And then you're just floating about waiting for the next text, waiting for the next like, waiting for the next share, waiting for the next retweet. Find people in your life that can give you the attention you need and make you feel better about your situation so you can go on and make someone else feel better about theirs and have some peace in your life.
try to educate the heart.